pay money to go to this. This is really cool.
Oh, this is fascinating. I think this is good for the city.
I actually texted my dad in California. I'm like, is this normal on the East Coast? Because this is really cool.
Four long tables set up in a square, 25 chessboards neatly laid out over white tablecloths, 25 players sidled up to the boards on the outside, each in the midst of a game. But what really catches your eye? They're all playing the same guy.
In general, it's pretty much routine. When I see the board, I pretty much know what's going on. I have a lot of experience, pretty high aptitude for the game.
I'll say, Larry Christensen is a three-time U.S. chess champion, a certified grandmaster who once beat Anatoly Karpov, the man who succeeded Bobby Fischer as world champion. It's Christensen's skill that brought out players like Robert Branca, who's been playing chess pretty seriously for 60 years.
I can beat some people sometimes, but I know enough to be dangerous and not enough to be good against a master.
But it wasn't just the serious chess set here. There were relative newcomers like Alan Sandler.
It was just last summer that I purchased a chess set and played with a friend. And I like the intellectual challenge, because at my age, can't do too much physically anymore.
Not all newbies were of the gray-haired persuasion. Take Michelle Chudnovsky.
I just started.
How old are you?
Seven.
Seven? You think you can beat him?
No.
Now, some did hold out hope that they had a path to victory.
How you doing?
Not too well, but I think my lack of strategy will throw him off a bit.
But it turns out that's not how it works.
Is it at all challenging if somebody who doesn't play much or at all gets in and is just doing crazy stuff, or is it easy? Is it just kind of pretty easy?
If I were blindfolded, it would be tough. If it's like this, it's easy.
To be fair, those with strategies, even complex ones, fared no better.
Looks like he paused and thought for a second.
That's a victory. For me.
How are you doing?
Terribly.
Very bad.
He's amazing.
He just touched the rook to tell me that I'm in check, lest I think I could do something over here.
Christensen says that playing like this, where he spends about 2 seconds per board, per move, for two straight hours, he'll maybe lose or draw one out of every 100 games or so. And even then, it's usually because of a mistake. Heck, not even all of Christensen's victims came here to play. Here's James Sanguinetti.
No, I have a bus to catch in 40 minutes.
So you figure you're going to just jump in?
Yes.
You played a lot of chess before?
When I was younger, but I didn't play pretty much since high school. But I still know. I know the basics.
And that, said Christensen, is the whole point.
They want to bring some people out of retirement, bring them back into the game of chess, maybe kill a half an hour, an hour, waiting for a train, and popularize chess in the Boston area.
And did it work with Sanguinetti?
Game number...
3. I missed my 1 o'clock bus. I'm going for the 2 o'clock bus now.
So you skipped a bus to keep playing?
Yes.
So while Christensen might not have lost a game, it looks like the real winner at South Station on Tuesday was the Game of Kings. From the Curiosity Desk, I'm Edgar B. Herwick III, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.
None of that. None of that's going to work.
That's better. But not much better.